Badat's physical description, 6, Sajid Badat's location, and 7, the initial identification of a UK surveillance photo of Sajid Badat, the shoe bomber, was unrelated to information acquired from CIA detainees during or after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. CIA records indicate that the information that led to Sajid Badat's arrest and UK criminal prosecution was also not derived from the CIA's detention and interrogation program.
Note, 1633. The CIA's June 2013 response maintains that KSM was the first to tell the CIA that there was a second shoe bomber and that he remained at large. The committee found this statement to be incongruent with CIA records. There were multiple reports that Richard Reed had an unidentified partner prior to the provision of any information from KSM, captured on March 1, 2003. The CIA's June 2013 response addresses only one of two documented efforts by the FBI in January 2002 to inform the CIA that Richard Reed had an unidentified partner who allegedly backed out of the operation at the last minute. The CIA's June 2013 response acknowledges that this FBI information was provided to senior CIA leadership in writing, but states that on one of the 2 days the information was provided, the Reed investigation came on page 10 of 15 pages of updates that day, and that the information did not exist in any searchable CIA data repositories. The CIA's June 2013 response also does not address the CIA's own source reporting on another operative who existed alongside Richard Reed. In April 2002, a reliable CIA source, who had warned of the Richard Reed shoe bomb attack weeks before it occurred, reported that, in addition to Richard Reed, another operative existed. The source stated that instead of an airliner departing from Paris, as had Richard Reed's flight, this attack would occur against an airliner originating from Heathrow International Airport in London. Once captured, Sajid Badat would confirm this reporting. Despite acknowledging evidence to the contrary and without further explanation, the CIA stated in meetings with the committee in 2013 that the CIA stands by its representations that KSM was the first to tell the CIA there was a second shoe bomber and that he remained at large.
Prior to any reporting from CIA detainees, and as early as January 14, 2002, the FBI informed the CIA that Richard Reed had an unidentified partner who allegedly backed out of the operation at the last minute. This information was later corroborated by a credible CIA source prior to any reporting from the CIA's detention and interrogation program.
Note, 1638. See Intelligence Chronology in Volume 2, including U.S. military detainee reporting detailed in CIA headquarters document entitled Operational Developments Against Global Sunni Extremist Terrorism, dated 9 April 2002, 1630 hours. This CIA document included reporting from a CIA source who stated that, in addition to Richard Reed, another operative existed who was planning an attack against an airliner originating from Heathrow International Airport in London. The same source had provided reporting on an attack against an airliner originating in France, Germany, or Britain with the use of explosives concealed in shoes, just prior to Richard Reed's attempted use of explosives concealed in shoes on December 21, 2001. Despite corroborated intelligence reporting acquired prior to the provision of information from CIA detainees, the CIA represented, as late as October 2007, that most, if not all, of the intelligence acquired from high-value detainees in the CIA program would likely not have been discovered or reported in any other way, crediting CIA detainees with the discovery of an operative who was preparing another attack like that attempted by shoe bomber Richard Reed.
In July 2002, a foreign government reported that prepaid phone cards recovered by the FBI from Richard Reed upon his arrest were used by an individual named Sajid Badat to call a known terrorist, Nizar Trabelsi. FBI interviews of Trabelsi, officially relayed to the CIA in July 2002, reported that El Badad Sajid was involved in operations targeting American interests. The CIA highlighted in a July 2002 cable that this information matched previous reporting from a European government that identified a Sajid Badat of Gloucester, United Kingdom, with the date of birth of March 28, 1979, as a person suspected of being involved in terrorist activity. Additional analysis of the phone card connecting Badat and Reed, as well as other intelligence, placed Sajid Badat and Richard Reed together in Belgium in September 2001. According to Redacted, Sajid Badat was linked to other well-known extremists in the United Kingdom who were already under investigation. Specifically, Badat was known to Redacted as a member of Babar Ahmad's group and was a particularly close associate of Mirza Beg. Redacted reporting also determined that Badat had attended a jihad training camp in Afghanistan. Concurrent with the emergence of information linking Sajid Badat to Richard Reed, there was an ongoing international effort to identify one or more UK-based al-Qaeda operatives known as ISA. As early as June 2002, CIA records indicate that an individual in the custody of a foreign government, Abu Zabair al-Hawili, repeatedly referenced an Abu Issa al-Pakistani as a British-born Pakistani associated with Richard Reed and engaged in plotting in the United Kingdom at the behest of KSM. This information was corroborative of other intelligence reporting. In May 2003, this detainee met with CIA officers to produce several sketches that were described as having achieved a 95% likeness of this individual. On August 17, 2003, CIA officers noted that a photograph of Sajid Badat provided by Redacted foreign partner looked an awful lot like the sketches of the Richard Reed associate made with the assistance of the detainee in foreign government custody.
Note, 1648. The CIA's June 2013 response states that the fact that the foreign partner, as late as August 2003, was only able to locate a poor quality photo of Sajid Badat belies the notion that Badat was well on his way to being identified as important and disrupted in advance of KSM's reporting. However, the committee found when CIA officers received what they described as a crummy photo of Sajid Badat from the Redacted, they nonetheless wrote, "It sure looks to me like Sajid is the shoe bomber Issa," noting the body of intelligence compiled to date and the fact that the photo of Sajid Badat looks an awful lot like the sketches of Issa al-Britani Pakistani the CIA had obtained from the detainee in foreign government custody, Abu Zubair al-Hawili. Of note to CIA officers was that al-Hawili was asked, "What is Abu Issa's most striking feature or features?" Abu Zubair replied, "His eyes, thick frame eyeglasses, and Pakistani hat." Abu Zubair stated that Issa always wore a unique, irregularly shaped checkered hat that has the front center cut out of it and is only worn in Pakistan. In a discussion of the photo of Sajid Badat, a CIA officer wrote, "Sajid appears to have the same goofy hat on that Zubair went to lengths to describe."
CIA headquarters requested that the photograph be shown to CIA detainees. According to CIA records, on August 18, 2003, KSM viewed the picture for a while, but said he did not recognize the person in the photo. When KSM was asked if Issa's name could be Sajid Badat, KSM shrugged and said that the Badat name was not the name he recalled. Pressed further, KSM stated he was confident that the name Sajid Badat was not Issa's name. On August 22, 2003, emails among CIA officers stated that CTC believes that Abu Issa's true name is Sajid Badat. KSM says that Badat is not Abu Issa, but he might be lying.
Note, 1650. The CIA's June 2013 response states, no one had suggested Badat could be a candidate for this Issa until KSM's reporting. CIA records indicate that KSM never identified Sajid Badat by name. Moreover, on March 20, 2003, while being subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, KSM inaccurately identified Richard Reed's UK associate as Tala. On May 11, 2003, a month and a half after the CIA ceased using its enhanced interrogation techniques against KSM, KSM stated that Tala was actually Issa, and that he had provided the name Tala under pressure and had now remembered the right name, Issa, after he had time to think about the question.
On August 23, 2003, the detailed sketches derived from interviews of the detainee in foreign custody, Abu Zabir al-Haili, the sketches CIA officers stated so closely resembled the redacted foreign partner-provided photos of Shadid Badat were shown to KSM. KSM stated he did not recognize the individual in the sketches. Meanwhile, on August 21, 2003, a CIA cable noted that the redacted foreign partner had informed the CIA that joint interviews by the FBI and redacted foreign partner authorities of an individual in FBI custody, James Ujamaa, led investigators in the UK to a home formerly occupied by both Mirza Beg and Sajid Badat. The redacted foreign partner authorities relayed to the CIA that at least one of these men was known by the alias Issa, and that the subjects were related to a separate ongoing terrorism investigation. On September 2, 2003, redacted foreign partner authorities informed the CIA that secret and reliable reporting indicated that Sajid Badat is the Richard Reed associate and shoe bomber. According to the redacted foreign partner report, redacted foreign partner information linked Badat to a larger redacted network in the United Kingdom, which was part of the redacted foreign partner investigation. On September 9, 2003, a detainee in U.S. military custody at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, identified a photograph of Sajid Badat to a visiting U.K. official as Abu Issa, the shoe bomber. The next day, KSM identified a photograph of Sajid Badat as Issa al-Britani, a.k.a. Issa Richard, the associate of Richard Reed. Other detainees in U.S. military custody subsequently identified the same photograph of Sajid Badat as Abu Issa, the shoe bomber. After conducting extensive surveillance of Sajid Badat, U.K. authorities arrested Badat on November 27, 2003. Badat immediately cooperated with U.K. investigators and confirmed he withdrew from a shoe bomb operation with Richard Reed in December 2001. On November 28, 2003, the United Kingdom provided a detailed account to the CIA on how investigative efforts in the United Kingdom led to the identification of Sajid Badat, noting that key aspects of reporting acquired from CIA, U.S. military, and foreign government detainees matched those of a redacted specific UK intelligence collection on Sajid Badat. The redacted specific UK intelligence collection on Sajid Badat was not previously referenced in UK investigative updates to the CIA. After pleading guilty in a UK court on February 28, 2005, to terrorism-related charges, Sajid Badat was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Redacted Sajid Badat was voluntarily cooperative throughout much of his pre-sentencing incarceration. On November 13, 2009, Sajid Badat's 13-year prison sentence was reduced to 11 years. In March 2010, approximately 5 years after his sentencing, Sajid Badat was released under an agreement whereby Badat became a cooperating witness for U.S. and U.K. authorities. The legal agreement came to light when Sajid Badat testified against Adis Medujanin, a U.S. terrorism suspect on trial in New York via a video link from the United Kingdom in April 2012. 7. The thwarting of the Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf plotting. Summary. The CIA represented that its enhanced interrogation techniques were effective and produced critical, otherwise unavailable, intelligence, which thwarted plots and saved lives. Over a period of years, the CIA provided the identification and thwarting of the Heathrow Airport plot as evidence for the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. These representations were inaccurate. A review of records indicates that the Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf plotting had not progressed beyond the initial planning stages when the operation was fully disrupted with the detention of Ramzi bin al-Shib, KSM, Ammar al-Baluchi, and Khalad bin Attash. None of these individuals were captured as a result of reporting obtained during or after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques against CIA detainees. Further details. After the September 11, 2001 attacks against the United States, KSM sought to target the United Kingdom using hijacked aircraft and surmised that Heathrow Airport and a building in Canary Wharf, a major business district in London, were powerful economic symbols. The initial plan was for al-Qaeda operatives to hijack multiple airplanes departing Heathrow Airport, turn them around, and crash them into the airport itself. Security was assessed to be too tight at Heathrow Airport, and the plan was altered to focus on aircrafts departing from mainly Eastern European airports to conduct attacks against Heathrow Airport. Al-Qaeda was unable to locate pilots to conduct these attacks. Once KSM was detained in Pakistan on March 1, 2003, responsibility for the planning was passed to Ammar al-Baluchi and Khalad bin Attash, who were at the time focused on carrying out attacks against Western interests in Karachi, Pakistan. The thwarting of the Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf plotting is one of the 8 most frequently cited examples provided by the CIA as evidence for the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Over a period of years, CIA documents prepared for and provided to senior policymakers, intelligence officials, and the Department of Justice represent the Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf plotting as an example of how key intelligence collected from HVD interrogations after applying interrogation techniques had enabled CIA to disrupt terrorist plots and capture additional terrorists. The CIA further represented that the intelligence acquired from the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques was otherwise unavailable and saved lives. For example, on December 23, 2005, CIA Director Porter Goss explained in a letter to National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend, and Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte, that he was suspending the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques because of the passage of the Detainee Treatment Act, the McCain Amendment. The letter stated, "Only 29 CIA detainees have undergone an interrogation that used one or more of the 13 CIA enhanced interrogation techniques. These interrogations produced intelligence that allowed the U.S. and its partners to disrupt attacks such as 9/11-style attacks planned for the U.S. West Coast and for Heathrow Airport. I can inform you with confidence that this program has allowed the U.S. to save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives." Similarly, the CIA informed the CIA Inspector General on February 27, 2004, that as a result of the lawful use of EITs, KSM also provided information on an al-Qaeda plot for suicide airplane attacks outside of the United States that would have killed thousands of people in the United Kingdom. Of note, even after KSM reported that al-Qaeda was planning to target Heathrow, he at first repeatedly denied there was any other target than the airport. Only after the repeated lawful use of EITs did he stop lying and admit that the sketch of a beam labeled Canary Wharf in his notebook was in fact an illustration that KSM, the engineer, drew himself in order to show another AQ operative that the beams in the wharf, like those in the World Trade Center, would likely melt and collapse the building, killing all inside. "We are still debriefing detainees and following up on leads to destroy this cell, but at a minimum, the lawful use of EITs on KSM provided us with critical information that alerted us to these threats. The CIA provided similar inaccurate representations regarding the Heathrow and Canary Wharf plotting in 20 of the 20 documents provided to policymakers and the Department of Justice between July 2003 and March 2009. A review of CIA operational cables and other documents found that, contrary to CIA representations, information acquired during or after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques played no role in alerting the CIA to the threat to or disrupting the plotting against Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf. Prior to the detention and interrogation of the CIA detainees credited by the CIA with providing information on the plot, the CIA and other intelligence agencies were already alerted to al-Qaeda's efforts to target Heathrow Airport. Specifically, the CIA knew that, 1, KSM and al-Qaeda were targeting a national symbol in the United Kingdom and that the symbol was the Heathrow Airport. 2, the attack plan called for hijacking commercial aircraft and crashing them directly into Heathrow Airport. 3, no pilots had been identified by al-Qaeda and the planned attack was not imminent. 4, KSM, Ammar al-Baluchi, and Ramzi bin al-Shib were involved in or knowledgeable about the plotting. 5, al-Qaeda was seeking to recruit numerous operatives, but potentially already had 2 operatives in place in the United Kingdom, named Abu Yusuf and Abu Adl, although the 2 operatives were unwitting of the plot. And 6, KSM was seeking Saudi and British passport holders over the age of 30 for the attack. A review of records indicates that the Heathrow Airport plotting had not progressed beyond the initial planning stages when the operation was fully disrupted with the detention of Ramzi bin al-Shib, detained on September 11, 2002, KSM, detained on March 1, 2003, Ammar al-Baluchi, detained on April 29, 2003, and Khalad bin Attash, detained on April 29, 2003. There are no CIA records to indicate that any of the individuals were captured as a result of CIA detainee reporting. A draft National Terrorism Bulletin from March 2006 states, "The Heathrow Airport operation was disrupted mid-cycle around the spring of 2003 when several of the key plotters, including KSM, were detained." Foreign government intelligence analysis came to the same conclusion. While each of these 4 detainees provided information on the plotting during their detentions, none of this information played any role in the disruption of the plot. A wide body of intelligence reporting indicated that no operatives were informed of the plot, no pilots were ever identified by al-Qaeda for the attacks, and only schedules of potential flights were collected for review. CIA detainee records indicate that reporting from CIA detainees on aspects of the Heathrow plotting was often unreliable and not believed by CIA officers. For example, KSM retracted information he provided while being subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, including information linking Jafar al-Tayyar to the Heathrow plot. On May 20, 2003, nearly 2 months after the CIA ceased using its enhanced interrogation techniques against KSM, a CIA analyst wrote that KSM had provided 3 different stories related to the Heathrow plotting, writing to CIA colleagues, "Bottom line, KSM knows more about this plot than he's letting on." By late July 2004, KSM had retracted much of the varied reporting he had provided on the Heathrow plotting, most importantly, the information KSM provided on tasking potential operatives to obtain flight training. KSM stated that during March 2003, when he was being subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, he may have given false information, and that in many cases, the information he provided was just speculation. The value of other CIA detainee reporting was also questioned by CIA officers. In July 2003, a cable from the CIA's Alec station stated that HQS Alec remains concerned with what we believe to be paltry information coming from detainees about operations in the UK. In addition, KSM withheld information linking Abu Talha al-Pakistani to the Heathrow plotting. According to CIA interrogation records, KSM discussed Canary Wharf the first time he was shown his notebook in which the words Canary Wharf were written. KSM stated, however, that he had drawn the sketch for Ammar al-Baluchi. In June 2003, after being confronted with contradictory reporting from Ammar al-Baluchi, KSM admitted that he had actually shown the sketch to Talha, whom KSM had not previously mentioned. 8. The Capture of Hambali. Summary. The CIA represented that its enhanced interrogation techniques were effective and produced critical, otherwise unavailable intelligence, which thwarted plots and saved lives. Over a period of years, the CIA provided the capture of Hambali as evidence for the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Specifically, the CIA consistently represented that, as a result of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, KSM provided the first information on a money transfer by Majid Khan that eventually led to Hambali's capture. These CIA representations were inaccurate. Majid Khan, who was in foreign government custody, provided this information prior to any reporting from KSM. CIA records indicate that the intelligence that led to Hambali's capture in Thailand was based on signals intelligence, a CIA source, and Thai investigative activities. Further details. Ridwan bin Isamuddin, a.k.a. Hambali, was a senior member of Jamaa Islamiya, J.I., a Southeast Asia-based terrorist group, and served as an interface between the J.I. and Al-Qaeda. Hambali was linked to terrorist activity prior to the September 11, 2001 attacks. Shortly after those attacks, Hambali was described as the CIA's number one target in Southeast Asia. When the October 12, 2002 terrorist attacks occurred on the Indonesian island of Bali, killing more than 200 individuals, Hambali was immediately suspected of being the mastermind of the attacks and was further described as one of the world's most wanted terrorists. The capture of Hambali is one of the 8 most frequently cited examples provided by the CIA as evidence for the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Over a period of years, CIA documents prepared for and provided to senior policymakers, intelligence officials, and the Department of Justice represent the capture of Hambali as an example of how key intelligence collected from HVD interrogations after applying interrogation techniques had enabled CIA to disrupt terrorist plots and capture additional terrorists. The CIA further represented that the intelligence acquired from the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques was otherwise unavailable and saved lives. As an example, in a briefing prepared for the President's Chief of Staff, Josh Bolten, on May 2, 2006, the CIA represented that the use of the DOJ-authorized enhanced interrogation techniques as part of a comprehensive interrogation approach has enabled us to disrupt terrorist plots, capture additional terrorists, and collect a high volume of critical intelligence on Al-Qaeda. The briefing document represents that assessing the effectiveness of individual interrogation techniques is difficult, but provides 11 specific examples of key intelligence collected from HVD interrogations, including Hambali's capture. During KSM's interrogation, we acquired information that led to the capture of Hambali in August 2003 and to the partial dismantling of the Jamaa Islamiya leadership in Southeast Asia. KSM first told us about Majid Khan's role in delivering $50,000 to Hanbali operatives for an attack KSM believed was imminent. We then confronted Khan with KSM's admission and signals intelligence, confirming the money transfer and Khan's travel to Bangkok. Khan admitted that he delivered the money to an operative named Zubair, whom we subsequently identified and captured. Zubair's capture led to the identification and subsequent capture of an operative named Lily, who was providing forged passports to Hanbali. Lily identified the house in Bangkok where Hanbali was hiding. Similarly, on July 13, 2004, the CIA disseminated an intelligence assessment entitled Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Preeminent Source on Al-Qaeda. On April 2005, the paper, as well as other material on CIA detainee reporting, was faxed from redacted CTC Legal to the Office of Legal Counsel at the Department of Justice to support the OLC's legal review of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. The document states, "Information that KSM provided on Majid Khan in the spring of 2003 was the crucial first link in the chain that led us to the capture of prominent JI leader and Al-Qaeda associate Hanbali in August 2003 and more than a dozen Southeast Asian operatives slated for attacks against the U.S. homeland. KSM told us about Majid Khan's role in delivering $50,000 in December 2002 to operatives associated with Hanbali. Majid Khan, who had been detained in Pakistan in early 2003, was confronted with KSM's information about the money and acknowledged that he delivered the money to an operative named Zubair. Based on that information, Zubair was captured in June 2003. On August 24, 2009, this document was declassified with redactions and publicly released with the inaccurate information unredacted. The CIA provided similar inaccurate representations regarding the capture of Hanbali in 18 of the 20 documents provided to policymakers and the Department of Justice between July 2003 and March 2009. In these representations, the CIA consistently asserted that after applying the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, KSM provided the crucial first link that led to the capture of Hanbali. A review of CIA operational cables and other records found that information obtained from KSM during and after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques played no role in the capture of Hanbali. A review of CIA records further found that prior to reporting from CIA detainees subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, the CIA had intelligence on 1. Hanbali's role in the Jamaa Islamiyah, 2. Funding by Al-Qaeda and KSM of Hanbali's terrorist activities, 3. The operative to whom Majid Khan delivered the money, Zubair, and Zubair's links to terrorism, Jamaa Islamiyah, and Hanbali, and 4. Majid Khan's $50,000 money transfer from Al-Qaeda to Zubair in December 2002. CIA records indicate that the intelligence that led to Hanbali's capture was based on signals intelligence, a CIA source, and Thai investigative activities in Thailand. Prior to his capture, Hanbali was known to have played a supporting role in the KSM and Ramzi Youssef Bojinka plot, an effort in early 1995 to place explosives on 12 United States-flagged aircraft and destroy them mid-flight. By the end of 2001, Hanbali was suspected of playing a supporting role in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, as well as helping to enroll Zacharias Moussaoui in flight school. In early 2002, a body of intelligence reporting unrelated to the CIA's detention and interrogation program indicated that KSM was providing Hanbali with funding to conduct terrorist operations in Southeast Asia. In March 2002, Hanbali was described as the CIA's number one target in Southeast Asia. That same month, the FBI provided information to the CIA stating that foreign government detainee reporting indicated that KSM reimbursed terrorism-related expenditures made by Hambali for the JI. By June of 2002, the CIA had entered into discussions with representatives of the redacted government regarding their willingness to accept custody of Hambali once he was captured. On September 25, 2002, the CIA reported that an individual in FBI custody since May 2002, Mohammed Mansour Jabara, reported that in November 2001, he collected $50,000 from KSM for a Hambali-directed terrorist operation targeting U.S. interests, as well as at least one other $10,000 payment. On the same day, September 25, 2002, a CIA cable stated that Masran bin Arshad, while in the custody of a foreign government, had detailed his connections to Abu Ahmad al-Kuwaiti and KSM. According to bin Arshad, after KSM's second wave plotting was abandoned in late 2001, bin Arshad was tasked by KSM to meet with Abu Ahmad al-Kuwaiti in Pakistan and to deliver $50,000 to Hambali for terrorist operations. Bin Arshad stated he was unable to deliver the money. When the October 12, 2002 terrorist attacks occurred on the Indonesian island of Bali, killing more than 200 individuals, Hambali was immediately suspected of being the mastermind of the attacks and was further described as one of the world's most wanted terrorists. Open-source information in October 2002 identified the funding for the Bali bombings as flowing through Hambali from al-Qaeda leadership in Pakistan. Through November 2002, news reports highlighted links between senior al-Qaeda leadership, including KSM, and JI in the context of the Bali bombing. Hambali continued to be identified as a potential mastermind of the bombing and likely residing in Thailand. These same reports identified a Malaysian named Zubair as one of three individuals sought by security officials for the Hambali-linked Bali bombings. In early January 2003, coverage of a known al-Qaeda email account uncovered communications between that account and the account of a former Baltimore, Maryland resident, Majid Khan. The communications indicated that Majid Khan traveled to Bangkok, Thailand, in December 2002 for terrorist support activities and was in contact there with a Zubair. By this time, the CIA had significant information prior to KSM's capture, indicating that a Zubair played a central supporting role in the JI, was affiliated with al-Qaeda figures like KSM, had expertise in, redacted, Southeast Asia, and was suspected of playing a role in Hambali's October 12, 2002 Bali bombings.
Note 17-18. The CIA's June 2013 response acknowledges that the CIA had some other information linking Zubair to the al-Qaeda's Southeast Asia network, but states that it was KSM's information that caused us to focus on Zubair as an inroad to Hambali. The CIA's June 2013 response further asserts, KSM provided information on an al-Qaeda operative named Zubair. We shared this information with Thai authorities. They detained Zubair, and he gave actionable intelligence information that helped us identify Hambali's location. This statement in the CIA's June 2013 response is inaccurate. On October 25, 2013, the CIA acknowledged the inaccuracy. Confirming information in the committee study, the CIA stated that an additional review of CIA records by the CIA found that no, KSM did not name Zubair in his debriefings.
This information was derived from traditional intelligence collection, open-source reporting, and FBI debriefings on Abu Zubaydah prior to Abu Zubaydah being subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. On March 4, 2003, the day before Majid Khan's capture, the FBI requested additional information from the CIA on the Zubair referenced in Majid Khan's emails. On March 6, 2003, the day after Majid Khan was captured in Pakistan, and while being questioned by foreign government interrogators, using rapport-building techniques. Majid Khan described how he traveled to Bangkok in December 2002 and provided $50,000 to Zubair at the behest of Al-Qaeda. Khan also stated that he updated KSM's nephew, Ammar al-Baluchi, via email about the money exchange. Majid Khan's physical description of Zubair matched previous intelligence reporting already collected on Zubair. On March 10, 2003, the CIA, redacted, requested that information about Majid Khan's travel to Thailand and his delivery of money to Zubair be shared with Thai authorities, along with a physical description and a phone number for Zubair provided by Majid Khan. CIA, redacted, proposed that it inform the Thais that "we are very concerned that the money mentioned may be funding terrorist activities as well as the individuals in question," and that, redacted, request the Thai government provide any details regarding these individuals and phone numbers. On March 11, 2003, after being confronted with information that confirmed KSM's financial support to Hambali, KSM admitted to providing Hambali with $50,000 to conduct a terrorist attack in approximately November 2002. KSM made no reference to Majid Khan or Zubair. On March 17, 2003, after being confronted with Majid Khan's reporting and a photograph of Majid Khan, KSM confirmed that Majid Khan, whom he stated he only knew as Yusuf, was involved in the money transfer to Hambali. KSM denied knowing Zubair, who would be the critical link to Hambali's capture, or any other Hambali representative in Thailand. By May 2003, the CIA had learned that a source the CIA had been developing, redacted, received a call from a phone number associated with Zubair. When the source was contacted by the CIA, he described a Malaysian man, redacted. CIA officers suspected this individual was the Zubair associated with Hambali and Majid Khan. Redacted later, the source alerted the CIA that the person suspected of being Zubair would be redacted. When Zubair arrived at redacted, he was photographed and followed by Thai authorities. A detainee in foreign government custody confirmed the individual in the surveillance photo was Zubair. On June 8, 2003, Zubair was detained by the government of Thailand. While still in Thai custody, Zubair was questioned about his efforts to obtain fraudulent, redacted documents, as well as his phone contact with, redacted, Business Q. Zubair admitted to seeking illegal, redacted documents on behalf of Hambali, as well as using redacted, Business Q, redacted. Signals Intelligence had alerted the CIA that a phone number associated with Zubair had been in frequent contact with, redacted, Business Q.
Note, 1734. It is unclear what specific actions the CIA or local authorities engaged in as a result of the information Zubair provided on redacted Business Q while in foreign government custody. CIA records indicate that Thai authorities were engaged in their own unilateral efforts to track and identify leads related to Hambali and Zubair. A June 28, 2003 CIA cable states that local authorities were investigating Zubair's links to various redacted businesses. Later, in July 2003, the CIA learned that Thai authorities had approached a contact who worked at redacted Business Q. The CIA's June 2013 response acknowledges that prior to being transferred to CIA custody, during foreign government debriefings, Zubair reported on the redacted and corroborated reporting on redacted Business Q, redacted. This information, when combined with reporting from other sources to form a complete picture of Hambali's status, was critical in helping identify Hambali's general location and led to his arrest on August 11th by Thai authorities. A review of CIA records found that the reporting referenced was obtained prior to Zubair's rendition to CIA custody.
After being transferred to CIA custody and rendered to the CIA's Cobalt detention site, Zubair was immediately subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Days later, Zubair was asked about his efforts to obtain illegal redacted documents for Hambali at which point he again acknowledged redacted, business Q, redacted.
Note, 1736. In response to this information, redacted wrote, "Wow, this is just great. You guys are so closing in on Hambali." As noted, CIA records indicate that Thai authorities were unilaterally following investigative leads related to Hambali and Zubair. It is unknown what specific investigative steps were taken by Thai authorities or by the CIA between early June 2003 and July 16, 2003, to investigate redacted business Q. On July 16, 2003, the CIA learned that Thai authorities had been independently in contact with redacted business Q. After being transferred to CIA custody and rendered to the CIA's Cobalt detention site, Zubair was immediately subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Days later, on June 25, 2003, Zubair was asked again about his efforts to obtain redacted documents for Hambali, at which point Zubair acknowledged using redacted business Q, redacted. As noted, Zubair had previously identified redacted business Q while in foreign government custody, redacted. The CIA has never claimed to policymakers that information obtained from Zubair after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques led to Hambali's capture. Nor are there any internal CIA records crediting the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques against Zubair as leading to Hambali's capture. As noted, the CIA's June 2013 response states, "During foreign government debriefings, Zubair reported on the redacted and corroborated reporting on redacted business Q, redacted." This information, when combined with reporting from other sources to form a complete picture of Hambali's status, was critical in helping identify Hambali's general location and led to his arrest on the 11th of August by Thai authorities.
When Thai authorities unilaterally approached a contact at redacted business Q, they obtained redacted. An operation targeting redacted was developed that focused on surveillance of redacted business Q. As a result of this surveillance and the cooperation of redacted, Hambali associate Amir was arrested on August 11, 2003. Amir was immediately cooperative and assisted in an operation that led to the arrest of Lily, aka Bashir bin Lop, that same day. Lily was found to have a key fob in his possession, imprinted with an address of an apartment building in Ayutthaya, Thailand. In response to questioning, within minutes of capture, Lily admitted that the address on the key fob was the address where Hambali was located. Fewer than 4 hours later, an operation successfully led to Hambali's capture at the address found on the key fob. On November 28, 2005, the chief of the CTC's Southeast Asia branch explained how Hambali was captured in an interview with the CIA's oral history program, stating, "Frankly, we stumbled onto Hambali. We stumbled onto the source, picking up the phone and calling his case officer to say there's redacted related to Zubair. We really stumbled over it. It wasn't police work. It wasn't good targeting. It was we stumbled over it, and it yielded up Hambali. What I tell my people is you work really, really hard to be in a position to get lucky." Hambali was rendered to CIA custody on August, redacted, 2003, and almost immediately subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. On September 4, 2006, he was transferred to U.S. military custody.
G. CIA secondary effectiveness, representations, less frequently cited disrupted plots, captures, and intelligence that the CIA has provided as evidence for the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. In addition to the 8 most frequently cited thwarted plots and terrorists captured, the committee examined 12 other less frequently cited intelligence successes that the CIA has attributed to the effectiveness of its enhanced interrogation techniques. These representations follow. Additional intelligence the CIA has attributed to the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. 1. The identification of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, as the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks. 2. The identification of KSM's Mukhtar alias. 3. the capture of Ramzi bin al-Shib. 4. The capture of KSM. 5. The capture of Majid Khan. 6. The thwarting of the Camp Lemonnier plotting. 7. The assertion that enhanced interrogation techniques help validate sources. 8. The identification and arrests of Uzair and Saifullah Paracha. 9. Critical intelligence alerting the CIA to Jafar al-Tayyar. 10. The identification and arrest of Salah Omari. 11. The collection of critical tactical intelligence on Shikai, Pakistan. 12. Information on the facilitator that led to the UBL operation. 1. The identification of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, as the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks. The CIA represented that CIA detainee Abu Zubaydah provided important and vital information by identifying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, KSM, as the mastermind behind the attacks of September 11, 2001. CIA Director Hayden told the committee on April 12, 2007 that it was Abu Zubaydah, early in his detention, who identified KSM as the mastermind of 9/11. Until that time, KSM did not even appear in our chart of key al-Qaeda members and associates.
Note, 1746. CIA classified statement of the record, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, provided by General Michael V. Hayden, Director, Central Intelligence Agency, 12th of April, 2007. And accompanying Senate Select Committee on Intelligence hearing transcript for April 12, 2007, entitled Hearing on Central Intelligence Agency Detention and Interrogation Program. This testimony contradicted statements made in 2002 to the joint inquiry by Redacted, in which she indicated that an operative arrested in February 2002 in Redacted, prior to the capture of Abu Zubaydah, provided proof that KSM was a senior al-Qaeda terrorist planner.
On at least two prominent occasions, the CIA represented inaccurately that Abu Zubaydah provided this information after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. On May 30, 2005, the Office of Legal Counsel wrote in a now declassified memorandum, "Interrogations of Abu Zubaydah, again, once enhanced interrogation techniques were employed, furnished detailed information regarding al-Qaeda's organization structure, key operatives, and modus operandi, and identified KSM as the mastermind of the September 11th attacks." The OLC memorandum cited a document provided by the CIA to support the statement. The OLC memorandum further stated that the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques provided the U.S. government with otherwise unavailable actionable intelligence, and that ordinary interrogation techniques had little effect on Zubaydah, and that the CIA had reviewed and confirmed the accuracy of the OLC's description of the interrogation program, including its purposes, methods, limitations, and results. In November 2007, the CIA prepared a set of documents and talking points for the CIA director to use in a briefing with the president on the effectiveness of the CIA's waterboard interrogation technique. The documents prepared asserted that Abu Zubaydah identified KSM as the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. While Abu Zubaydah did provide information on KSM's role in the September 11 attacks, this information was corroborative of information already in CIA databases and was obtained prior to the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. There is no evidence to support the statement that Abu Zubaydah's information, obtained by FBI interrogators prior to the use of CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques and while Abu Zubaydah was hospitalized, was uniquely important in identification of KSM as the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. The following describes information available to the CIA prior to the capture of Abu Zubaydah. Both the Congressional Joint Inquiry into the Intelligence Community Activities Before and After the Terrorist Attacks of September 11, 2001, and the CIA Office of the Inspector General Report on CIA Accountability with Respect to the 9/11 Attacks include lengthy chronologies of the intelligence community's interest in KSM prior to the attacks of September 11, 2001. The timelines begin in 1995, when the United States determined that KSM was linked to the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, leading to the determination by the National Security Council's Policy Coordination Group that KSM was a top priority target for the United States. The Congressional Joint Inquiry further noted that information obtained prior to the September 11, 2001 attacks led the CIA to see KSM as part of bin Laden's organization. There was also CIA reporting in 1998 that KSM was very close to UBL. On June 12, 2001, it was reported that Khalid was actively recruiting people to travel outside Afghanistan, including to the United States, where colleagues were reportedly already in the country to meet them to carry out terrorist-related activities for UBL. According to the 9/11 Commission report, the CIA presumed this Khalid was KSM. On September 12, 2001, a foreign government source described as a member of Al-Qaeda stated, "The 11 September attacks had been masterminded from Kabul by three people to include Sheikh Khalid, who was related to Ramzi Youssef." Also on September 12, 2001, a CIA officer familiar with KSM wrote a cable stating that, "One of the individuals who has the capability to organize the kind of strikes we saw in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed." On September 15, 2001, a CIA officer wrote to a number of senior CTC officers, "I would say the percentages are pretty high that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is involved in the September 11, 2001 attacks." On October 16, 2001, an email from a CTC officer who had been tracking KSM since 1997 stated that although more proof was needed, "I believe KSM may have been the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks." A foreign government informed the CIA that in late December 2001, redacted, source redacted, provided information on the attacks of September 11, 2001 and stated, "Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the maternal uncle of Ramzi Youssef, was the person who supervised the final touches of the operation." Other reporting prior to the capture of Abu Zubaydah stated that KSM was one of the individuals considered the potential mastermind, one of the top candidates for having been involved in the planning for the 11 September attacks, and one of the masterminds, and one of the leading candidates to have been a hands-on planner in the 9/11 attacks. 2. The identification of KSM's Mukhtar alias. The CIA represented that CIA detainee Abu Zubaydah provided important and vital information by identifying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's KSM alias Mukhtar. In at least one instance, in November 2007, in a set of documents and talking points for the CIA director to use in a briefing with the president on the effectiveness of the CIA's waterboard interrogation technique, the CIA asserted that Abu Zubaydah identified KSM as Mukhtar after the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. While Abu Zubaydah did provide information on KSM's alias, this information was provided by Abu Zubaydah to FBI interrogators prior to the initiation of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, and while Abu Zubaydah was still in the intensive care unit of a redacted hospital recovering from a gunshot wound incurred during his capture. Further, the information was corroborative of information already in CIA databases. Prior to the information provided by Abu Zubaydah, the CIA had intelligence, including a cable from August 28, 2001, indicating that KSM was now being called Mukhtar. 3. The capture of Ramzi bin al-Shib. The CIA has represented that information acquired from CIA detainee Abu Zubaydah as a result of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques led to the capture of Ramzi bin Hashib. This CIA representation was included in President Bush's September 6, 2006 speech on the CIA's detention and interrogation program. The speech, which was based on CIA information and vetted by the CIA, stated that "The intelligence provided by CIA detainees cannot be found any other place, and that the nation's security depends on getting this kind of information." The speech included the following. Zubaydah was questioned using these procedures, the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, and soon he began to provide information on key Al-Qaeda operatives, including information that helped us find and capture more of those responsible for the attacks on September the 11th. For example, Zubaydah identified one of KSM's accomplices in the 9/11 attacks, a terrorist named Ramzi bin al-Shib. The information Zubaydah provided helped lead to the capture of bin al-Shib, and together, these two terrorists provided information that helped in the planning and execution of the operation that captured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. While the speech provided no additional detail on the capture of bin al-Shib, an internal email among senior CIA personnel provided additional background for why the CIA included the capture of Ramzin bin al-Shib in the president's speech as an example of the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. After the speech, the chief of the redacted department in CTC Redacted sent an email to the chief of CTC Redacted, CTC Legal Redacted, and two officers in the CIA Office of Public Affairs, among others. The email addressed press speculation that the intelligence successes attributed to CIA detainees and the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques in the president's speech were not accurate. Defending the accuracy of the speech, the chief of the redacted department in CTC wrote, "The New York Times has posted a story predictably poking holes in the president's speech. Regarding the CIA assertion that Abu Zubaydah provided information after the use of the CIA enhanced interrogation techniques that led to the capture of Ramzi bin al-Shib," the chief explained. "We knew Ramzi bin al-Shib was involved in 9/11 before AZ was captured. However, AZ gave us information on his recent activities that, added into other information, helped us track him. Again, on this point, we were very careful and the speech is accurate in what it says about bin al-Shib." In addition, on February 17, 2007, the deputy chief of the redacted department in CTC Redacted testified to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence that Abu Zubaydah led us to Ramzi bin al-Shib, who in kind started the chain of events and led to the capture of KSM. A review of CIA records found no connection between Abu Zubaydah's reporting on Ramzi bin al-Shib and Ramzi bin al-Shib's capture. CIA records indicate that Ramzi was captured unexpectedly on September 11, 2002, when Pakistani authorities, redacted, were conducting raids targeting Hassan Gul in Pakistan. While CIA records indicate that Abu Zubaydah provided information on Ramzi bin al-Shib, there is no indication in CIA records that Abu Zubaydah provided information on bin al-Shib's whereabouts. Further, while Abu Zubaydah provided information on bin al-Shib while being subjected to the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, he provided similar information to FBI special agents prior to the initiation of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. Prior to the application of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques, during interrogation sessions on May 19, 2003 and May 20, 2003, Abu Zubaydah reviewed photographs of individuals known by his interrogators to be associated with the bombing of the USS Cole, as well as the September 11, 2001 attacks. Abu Zubaydah identified a picture of Ramzi bin al-Shib as al-Shiba and noted that he is always with KSM. Another record of this interrogation stated that showing Abu Zubaydah the photos was done to gauge his willingness to cooperate and provide details about people, the last times he saw them, where they were going, etc. He appeared to be very cooperative, provided details on people that we expected him to know, the collective groups when they departed Afghanistan, where he thinks they may now be, etc. Shortly thereafter, on June 2, 2002, an FBI special agent showed Abu Zubaydah